Thank you for joining this guided prayer walk. In the coming half hour, I'm going to lead you through a time of prayer for our city. I'll share scripture with you, pray, give some topics to pray for, but most importantly, I'll say nothing to give you space to pray. Today's prayer focus is the churches and Christian organizations in our city. Lord Jesus, as I enter prayer now, I lift my eyes to you. Heavenly Father, I long to connect to your heart today. Jesus, I worship you as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Holy Spirit, guide me as I pray. I long to partner with you as I pray for the kingdom to come. So I begin with the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The focus of our prayer time today is the churches and Christian organizations in our city. We're thankful that Vineyard Groningen gets to be part of a beautiful mosaic of churches in our city, each with their own history, focus, and calling. We're also thankful for the Christian organizations that work for the flourishing of this city, for Christian schools, student organizations, and ministries that reach out to the poor and the vulnerable, the addicts, and others living on the edge of society. Jesus, today I bless what you are doing through all these churches and organizations to establish your kingdom in our city. I bless the pastors of the churches. I bless the teachers at the schools. I bless those who dedicate their lives to serve others with the love of Jesus through an organization that carries his name. May they be reminded today that through Christ they can do anything. May they ever be close to your heart. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will give them strength and perseverance. I pray that you will guide them and lead them in every step. May you bless them with wisdom and discernment in their words, actions, and decisions. I think of the different churches in our city that I know about, and I name them before you now. Lord, I pray that your blessing and protecting hand will be over these churches. I pray specifically that they will find their way through the corona crisis in the way that you are calling them to. Help them to stay connected. Help them to dig up new wells. Guide them to their next steps. May the time ahead be a time of flourishing for them. I also think of the Christian organizations in the city that I know, and I name them before you now. Lord, may your hand of blessing and protection also be over these organizations. May their impact grow. May many people be blessed through their work. I pray that you will continue to provide for them. Help them, Lord, to make decisions that will bring honor to your name. on the day of his arrest, the day before his crucifixion, Jesus prayed a long prayer for his disciples and those who would become believers through their ministry. Amongst other things, Jesus prayed for the unity in the church. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me. Lord, it saddens me that your church is so divided and distracted over minor issues. I pray today that love may once again mark the relationships between churches and within churches. Spirit, I pray that you will help us to restore broken relationships within the body of Christ. Help me, Lord, to always speak with respect and appreciation about my brothers and sisters in other churches, even if they hold different interpretations and traditions from mine. Lord, I thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you that my prayers are meaningful to you. Thank you that somehow, even though I cannot see it, they contribute to change, because I've prayed to an Almighty Father who has given power and authority to the prayers of his children. Therefore, Lord, receive my prayers as an offering and use them to unleash your kingdom in our city. Amen.